வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of May, 1974, in Rome, Italy.
Others cannot live locally.
That's not their karma?
No, the karma is there. That is another point. My point is that any condition one can live locally. That is my point. We are supposed to be uncivilized and they live in the ice cottage. There is no sufficient things for eating. And how they live? That is the point. So why civilized man cannot live locally?
One objection to that is that they say that now cultures have been spread more by all this transportation. You even write that the world is now like a global village. But if everyone just stays in their own place, they won't know what people and culture is like in other parts of the world, and their view will be more narrow.
No, they may go sometimes. It's like in India, they used to live locally, but at the same time, they used to go to the pilgrimages by walking. It is not prohibited that one should not go out. But when one goes out, he goes out of pleasure, not as obligation. At the present moment, it has become an obligation. Then one must go out of his home, of his village, of his country. That is defective. There is no need of so many transports. And people remain locally. One has to go for livelihood, heart and mind. This is defective.
But people say they travel for education.
What education? Hippies? Your education has ended into hippies. Finish that education, nonsense. Now, you have seen in harmonies, now the school children, they are having sex intercourse publicly and they are running naked in America. Is it not?
Yes, it's a very big thing now, running naked.
It's called streaking.
Whatever it may be, the nonsense, the education result is like that. Is it education? I first, when I saw in Honolulu University, all hippies, all the students, half naked and meagerly dressed. And I said, why so many? They are all students. It has become a fashion. This is the education. And one commissioner has, you have not seen our harmony.
I saw it yesterday.
Collapse.
The president of Temple University, he said this is good. He's running naked.
And another has the education has collapsed.
So they have lost all sense of moral values. They have lost sense of all moral values.
Animals, the whole material civilization is based on animalism. Therefore, now they are coming as naked animals. The basic principle of this civilization is animalism. It was covered by the progress of time. Now they are coming to be naked animals, that's all.
So this is another problem for Bhagavan's book. This is another problem for Bhagavan's book.
That you have created this animal civilization. Now they are coming out as naked animals. This is the result. Now you have to reform. That reformation is Krishna consciousness. So you have to make an example what is actually human life. Then others will see. You cannot stop them. But some of them, those who are intelligent, they will see, yes, here is life. As they are coming to nakedness, they will come to this our mode of life. So you have to become an ideal society. To live locally and be self-sufficient, they will see that it is possible to live locally without movement and still highly cultured man, self-sufficient. That is it.
Before he left, Bhagavan left me a list of questions. May I ask you some?
Yes.
One problem that seems to be occurring more and more frequently is the appearance of terrorists. That is to say, men who are motivated for some political, mostly political reason.
Yes, the whole basic principle I have already explained. Because they are animals, so sometimes ferocious as animals, that's all. Animal, there are different types of animals. Tigers and lions, they're ferocious animals. But you live in the animal society. So animal society, some another animal comes as very ferocious. That is not very astonishing. After all, you are living in animal society. So you become human being, ideal. This is the only solution. We have already declared this is animal society. If some ferocious animal comes out, where is the astonishment? After all, it is animal society. Either a tiger comes or an elephant comes, they are all animals. But you don't become animal. Count that. That is it. A human being is called a rational animal. If you come to the rationality, that is required. If you remain also another animal, another type of animal, that will not help you. You have to become actually human being. That dullabam manusam janma, tadapi adhurvam arthadam. These people, they have no aim of life. What is the aim of human life? They do not know. So, their animal propensities are being adjusted this way, that way, this way, that way. Just like they go to see naked dance. The animal propensity, he is seeing his wife daily naked and still he is going to say naked dance and paying some fees. Because they have no engagement except this animalism. Is it not?
Yes.
So what is the use of going to see another woman naked? You are seeing every day, every night your wife naked. Why you are? Because they have no other engagement. The animals. Puna chad vitha chad banana. That a dog, he does not know what is the taste. He is simply chewing the bone. This way, that way, this way, that way. Because he is animal. He has no other engagement. So this whole society is animal. Especially the Westerners. And they have developed a civilization
on that animal propensity. Hence I am this body, and the best use of my life is to gratify sense. This is animal. I am this body. Body means the senses. And to satisfy the senses is the highest perfection. This is the civilization. Now you have to introduce real human civilization. You should not be surprised an animal in different shapes and different capacity comes out. After all, it is the animal. The basic principle is animalism. Because he's thinking, I'm this body. As the dog is thinking, I'm dog. Very stout and strong dog. So another man is saying, I am big nation. But what is the basic principle? The dog is also thinking on the basis of his body, and this big nation is also thinking on the basis of body. There is no difference between this dog and this big nation. The only difference is the human being, by nature's gift, he got better senses, and he has no power, or he has no education to utilize the better senses, how to advance spiritually and get out of this material world, that he has no sense. He is simply using that better intelligence for animals. This is it. He has no education how to utilize the better intelligence, and therefore he is utilizing only in animals. And people all over the world, when they see the Westerners, they are advanced. What is that? Advancing in animalism. Basic principle remains the animalism. They become surprised. They also imitate. So they are expanding animalism, animal civilization. Now we have to encounter that for the benefit of the humans.
They are so ignorant that when we...
The animal is always ignorant.
When we stress on this point, they become very shocked that we talk like this.
Yes. The mukhaya upadesha hi prakubaya.
You're calling us animals?
Yes, they're animals, yes. If they're sensible, they can understand. Now what is the difference? A dog is thinking, I'm very stout and strong dog. He has on the basis of his body. And another man, a big American, is thinking, we are very big nation, powerful. So what is the difference between the basic principle is there, the bodily consciousness. Therefore it is animals. Is it not? The basic principle has not changed. Suppose a pickpocket, the same story, Alexander the Great and the thief. He was arrested. And when he convinced him, what is the difference between you and me? You have got good military strength, they are conquering, and I have got my knife and another thing, I am just going and plundering. So you are also plundering, I am plundering. Why you have caught me? What right you have got to punish me? Because we are the same. You are doing in a larger scale, I am doing in a small scale. That is the difference. So he was set free, yes. Alexander the Great, he was a sensible man, yes, what I am doing. The same thing in a bigger scale, that's all. So these rascals, actually they are animals. But they are declaring advancement. What advancement? The same thing, eating, sleeping, sex. Dogs also do like that. They also eat, they also sleep, they have sex life. Now they are coming to the dog's life. The dog just like a steed, they have sex life. They are coming. Advance. This is advancement. That we have become now pure dog. So long it was hidden, now we are open. This is it. Civilization. Animal civilization.
So many social reformers will agree with you.
What social? He is animal, how he can reform? First of all, he let him become man. What reform? What is the meaning of his reform? He is animal also. That's all. You cannot expect any reformation by the same animal. That is explained. Sabir Braha Ustakharai. Samastuta Purusha Pasu. The so-called leader, he is also animal. And he is eulogized by another animal. This is going. another animal, one animal, big animal is being elected as a president. Therefore you are suffering. Nixon. What is Nixon? He is also another animal. And the animals have elected him. President. That's how. This is going on. Where is the human being?
Just like in the forest. Yeah. The animals, they select the lion to be the king.
Yes. So, this is going on. That is condemned. One who is not God conscious, one who does not know that he is not body, he is animal. That's all. Maybe in different dress and different. So you have to set up a real human society in a small scale. So people will see, yes. Man has got intelligence. Just like, although I am condemning the Western mode of life, still so many Western young boys have come. I never came to speak to flatter you that your Western civilization is very nice. I never said that. Why you are coming? I never came to flatter you. Neither I never came to say, yes, there is no God. I am speaking just opposite. Everything opposite. You are drunkard, don't note it. You are initiated sex hunter, so no initiated sex. So I am just speaking opposite. From the beginning of my preaching. So why you are coming? So if you stick to your position, real human civilization, people will come. Very. Because they have got the sense. When we say others as animals, as demons, we don't say whimsically, capriciously, no. On the basis of sound knowledge. Therefore our declaration is completely right. We are not mental speculators that I say, some gentleman, you are animal. No. I see, I know that he is animal, therefore I say. A man is running his motor, and a dog is running. We don't see any difference. Although he is on the motor car. We don't find any difference. He is as good as the dog. Unnecessarily he is running. What is the meaning of running of the dog?
Actually the man is making more noise to it than the dog. Making more noise.
So we say another dog is running in a different way. That's all. These are very strong words. People will be angry. But this is fact.
So here's a practical problem. People would be interested to know our position on divorce. Divorce. Here in Rome, they just passed a divorce law.
That is also animal. Just like a dog. Having sex intercourse with another female dog. Another. This is also animal. That is your decision. There are animals in different way. They are coming to be naked animals. That's all. The divorce is also dog's business. Dog is having sex intercourse with this female dog and another. It's animal.
But people are objecting that if we cannot get divorced, then we are forced to live with each other, even if we hate each other.
But hate each other, that's all right. We say, what is the use of your sexual intercourse? That is animal. You avoid it. Our Vedic civilization is to avoid it. Therefore they remain brahmachari, nastik brahmachari. No sexual intercourse in the whole life. That is perfection.
But that's not possible for the master.
Then why not? We have got so many, such as Sukadeva Goswami. He remained completely brahmachari. Although naked he is even. He doesn't require. Neither he is agitated. Just like when he was passing, the girls were taking bath. They did not take care. He is not at all affected by any woman. And when his father was going, they covered. The father inquired, Vasudeva, a personality like Vasudeva, said, why you covered? I am an old man and my young son, he was passing naked. He said that he is Paramahansa. He has no agitation of the mind. But you are Grihastha. You live with woman. You have got distinction, man and woman. This is civilization. What is the use of sex life? It is simply entanglement. Therefore, at the last stage one is supposed to become sannyasi. What is sannyasi? Vanaprastha sannyasi, brahmachari. No sex life. Out of the four defined status of life, the brahmachari has no sex life, the vanaprastha has no sex life, the sannyasi has no sex life, only the grihastha. That means it is prohibitory. It is allowed, it is a simply concession to the person who cannot remain without sex. It is simply concession. Otherwise, according to Vedic civilization, there is no need of sex life. Because it is entanglement. Simple entanglement. Janvaintunadi grihame di sukham mitucham kunduvani nakara rubidukkuru. The example has been given. There is itching between the two hands. That means the itching disease is increased. This has been the description of sex life. Tuppantaneha kripana bahudukko bhajo. Although behind the sex life there are so many troubles, still the rascal do not see either illicit sex or legal sex. Legal sex is with bigger children. There are so many troubles. You have to raise them nicely, you have to give them education, you must be situated well. That is the duty of father. Otherwise you go on begetting like cats and dogs, no responsibility. Just like some of our students, immediately married and again give me sannyas. What is this? Irresponsible, that's all. Irresponsible. So these things are not required at all. These things are not required. Bahudukka bhajo. After marrying they see it is very great responsibility. Let me. Sannyas. Why you marry? Because he finds that after marriage there are so many difficulties. So irresponsible man. So after there is difficulties. That's a fact. So why should you go to the difficulty? Therefore, the conclusion is the married life is not required. But if you cannot tolerate, all right, get this concession, live very gentlemen. This is married. Otherwise, for higher sense, higher elevation, of course, one who is actually on the higher elevation, he is married or not married, it doesn't matter. But on the whole, the sex life is not necessary.
These Italian women are complaining now that their husbands are taking, they're abusing them, so why can they not get divorced? The women in Italy. Their claim
why do you marry?
Obviously, they wanted sex in the beginning, but they didn't know it was going to be so much trouble.
That is our point. Why do you marry? Just become Krishna conscious and you'll find without sex you'll be happy.
What do we advise such women?
What about them? Others women, they may take lesson from them. If these women are suffering or these men are suffering, why should you marry? There is a Bengali proverb, deke seke and theke seke. One who is intelligent, he can see what is happening, he becomes cautious. And one when actually experienced, then he becomes cautious. Less intelligent. If it is not good, why you are marrying? Why you are induced by sex life? Stop it by Krishna consciousness. If you devote yourself, whole life, in Krishna consciousness, you will not be agitated by any sex life. Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravinda. If one is actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, he'll deny. Nonsense. What is this? That is Krishna consciousness, advanced. This is the only remedy, prime remedy for all solution is Krishna consciousness. That you have to show. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So answers are all right or not?
No, very nice.
Hare Krishna. Our life is so nice. We are satisfied with little Krishna prasada and chant whole day and night. Hare Krishna. That's all. What is the use of this industry and trade and transport and politics? No need. Anartha. It is called anartha. Unwanted. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokhaji. Lokasya ajanata vidyan chakri sattva. These are all anarthas, unwanted things. So to stop this anarthas is bhakti yoga. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokhaji. Lokasya, these rascals, they do not know. Therefore, vidyan chakri sattva sangita. Vidyan is the most learned man. Vyasdev has written this Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokhaji. Lokasya ajanata vidyan chakri sattva sangita. This is the ultimate step. First of all, the first defect is that you are eternal spirit soul. Why you should be entangled with this material body? That is the first part. That is anartha. I am spirit soul. Why shall I accept this material body? That is my basic principle of unwanted things. And to make solution, how to get out of this material damage? And that is, taptadeham punarjanmanarati. After leaving this body, now this is the last, then I am not coming to this material. How? Simply by Krishna consciousness. Pita nasasya, janani nasasya, guru nasasya, nabho chayetya, samupetya. The Bhagavad says that one should not become parent, father and mother. One should not become guru. One should not become friend. One should not become husband. These are the guardians. If one cannot release his dependence from this repetition of birth and death, this is civilization. Not that I am now human being, I shall become demigod, or I am dog, I shall become human being. The Konmis, they are thinking this is advanced. This is not advanced. Real advancement, no more accepting any material body. That is real advancement. This finish. This sense can come in human form of life, that I have suffered so much, I have come in through with so many species of life. Now I have got sense. The price, yeah? That Mamupita Kanti or the Kalama Sasatam. Napluman. Anyone who comes to me, he does not come again to this miserable condition of material existence. We should take advantage of this. That is human sense. What is this human sense? Jumping like dog in a motor car, that's all. This is not human. The dogs will be. And actually, what did benefit they have derived? They are not satisfied. One man has got this car, and next year another car, and there the car manufacturer is also giving fashion. This is 1974 edition, this is 1975 edition. And they are earning money with hard labor, all that. Get a motor car, and again next year change. I think, what is this? No satisfaction. They do not know where is the point of satisfaction. It is dog civilization.
Srila Prabhupada, the way you've been describing our solutions to the problems of the world, they seem to be on two levels. One is the extended solution. That is to say, the ultimate solution.
No, there is no question of extended. You keep yourself in a limited solution. Then, when it is appreciated, it will be automatically extended. You don't touch the extended. You become ideal, civilized man. Others will follow.
For example, ultimately we want to live locally. These cities are not necessary. But still, the cities are now, they're here.
No, to make the best use of a bad bargain, just like in New Bindam, they're coming to the city for preaching. So, not absolutely we can abstain immediately because we have been dependent so long, many, many lives. We cannot. But the ideal shall be introduced and make it perfect more and more and more. But there is possibility. possibility if you leave locally and make your arrangement. Get your food, the real bodily necessity is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This is necessity. So if you can eat locally, you can sleep locally, you can have your sex life also locally, and you can defend locally, then what is wrong? We are not stopping this. We are not stopping our sex life. That is nonsense, another nonsense. You must marry, that's all. So you can marry locally and live. What is this difficult? Defend, if somebody comes to attack, there must be men. Defend. And eating and sleeping, where is your difficulty? Man is local, as far as possible. These are the necessities of body. So it can be solved locally. Is it impossible to solve the bodily necessities? What do you think? Is it impossible?
No, it's very simple.
Then do it. Do it. Set an example perfectly. You can have your park locally. Where is it you get? Garden. Fruits, flowers, garden. Also you can have a pond like this. People are doing that locally. In Bengal especially. Whole Bengal was a garden. It was so nice. Whole Bengal was a garden.
I noticed this when I took the train from Kolkata to Krishnanagar.
Yes.
Once you get further out, it's so nice, the villages. With the pond there.
I don't know why Calcutta, we go to the airport, we'll find so nice gardens. Still existing. Now it is spoiled up. Because people have changed locally to the city. Nobody has to take care of them. Otherwise, in Bengal, especially throughout the whole India, Bengal was so beautiful. The Europeans became attracted by the beauty of Bengal. Therefore, they made Calcutta their capital, the British. Yeah. Every European liked Bengal. Every European. I met one European, German gentleman in Bombay. He was in Calcutta. When I was in Bhima. So I asked, why you left Calcutta? Oh, I'm very sorry. Calcutta was so nice. And actually, where we have got our temple, these quarters were known as Sahib quarters, just like our temple is Sahib temple. So these Chaurangi and Kamakishti parties are all Europe. They like very much to live in Bhima. And there is another story, one English officer, he became attracted by the beauty of Bengali woman. There is a story by Bankim Chandra, Chandra Shekhar. The man was after the woman, how to get it. That is the subject matter of the story. He was attracted by the black eyes and black hair, Bengali beauty.
Krishna has black hair too.
Why do you think Krishna here? Yeah, this is all sense gratification. But it is very good that even in talking this material, you remembered Krishna. That is very good. You remembered Krishna. When a child is playing, if you remember Krishna's childhood, that is very good. That is very good. Somewhere or other, if you get the chance of remembering Krishna, that is advanced.
Even if the example is not so clear or good.
Well, that doesn't matter. You remember Krishna somewhere. Krishna does not belong to this abominable material world. But it is benefit for you because you remember Krishna. Hey, Krishna, hey, Krishna.
The manager of a large factory comes to us and says, well, here's my problem. My workers are striking for higher pay and no one is satisfied, so what can I do?
Yes, you take to Krishna consciousness.
Well, he wants to know, how can I apply that in my factory?
You give us the in charge. Make us in charge of the factory. We shall do it and see how we can do it. And we can do it. We shall introduce immediately Kirtan. And give them prasadam, it will be solved. And give them lecture on philosophy. We can take. Let us have the charge, then see how we can do it. or you follow our instruction. But that is not. You want to exploit this poor fellow. And you have come to us for solution. You first of all give us this spirit of exploiting. Then it will be solved. You have come to take our advice how to exploit them.
So he would ask, do I have to close my factory?
No. We shall run on the factory. You give us in charge. We don't want anything from it. Let us manage. I can manage. Just organize Sankirtan. It will be solved. And now this factory man goes and goes home. So if you say that you come early in the morning and you take prasadam here and chant Hare Krishna half an hour, they will immediately agree. Immediately agree. And give them good prasadam and have chanting for 1 hour. They will all submissive. Is it not? Will they not agree? At least they will see that we haven't got to spend money for our food at home. We shall get nice food here. Let us chant. Where is your heart? And as soon as he chants, he becomes a gentleman. Yes.
So because we will have cut down his expenses, he will be satisfied with the pay that he has. We would not have to give him more money.
They will not take any payment. Just like under me, so many Europeans and Americans working. I don't pay them. Pardon. They become Krishna conscious, you haven't got to pay anything. But you cannot take also anything.
We have to
you do not expect that I will have to pay anything. So it is very good profit. No, sir, you cannot take also anything. If I would have taken all the sales produce of the book selling, then you would not work. Because although it is my books, I do not take any profit or any sales proceeds. Therefore you are. Similarly, these rascals, the proprietors of the factories, if they do not take anything, they will also agree not to take anything. Everything belongs to Krishna. Then this solution is there.
So in other words, the workers are unsatisfied because they see that the managers are exploiting them.
Yes.
But if they see the managers are giving the money to Krishna, they will feel satisfied.
Yes. And they will also give. Krishna becomes the proprietor. Everyone is satisfied.
Yeah. This is Varnashram institution.
Yeah. This is above Varnashram. It is above Varnashram. Varnashram, there is give and take. Here is simply give, no take. That is above Varnashram.
The workers are giving to devotees are giving to Krishna.
Yes. They become devotees. They give to Krishna. You also become devotees. Not that they become devotee and you exploit. Very nice.
Getting a little late, we should do for our class.
Which way shall we go?
Just up here.